B-Pod Studios.
You can take it off. It's fine.
That's Roy telling Nicole she could take off the mask. You guys all heard it. It's on the rap party.
Yeah. I'm going to isolate that audio.
Yeah.
You can, if anything, you should probably distance yourself from me.
I was about to say, you were around more people. I social distance all weekend. It was amazing. I literally didn't see a single person since I saw you Thursday night.
I like you. The way you're wearing it now, you look like you have an Amish beard.
It's called a chin strap.
Oh, it's a chin strap. Yeah.
Chin mask.
Now, right. if I got a COVID test right now,
yes.
If I got infected, let's say Friday, would it show up right now?
It could, and it also could not, because it takes up to 14 days to show symptoms.
Okay, so pretty much, if I'm not feeling any symptoms, I shouldn't get a test.
Correct. That's what they're saying, at
you'd
least.
You have to work 14 days back. Like, what happened 14 days ago that you would want to get tested?
So in 2 weeks from now, I should probably get a test.
Yeah. Well, why?
And then you
I mean,
know
you were
for
with
sure.
three people.
Well, but then I also went to a retirement party.
That's true, but you said you socially distanced at the retirement party, and you were outside, weren't you?
Well, but I had to enter. And when I entered, it was like 30 people right at the door.
Listen, I don't want to get so sidetracked. This needs to be all about you and your big announcement today that you are engaged to Sterling.
I am.
But before we get to that, Amanda put the hammer down on something that Nicole wants to do, and Nicole was caught off guard by it, I think.
What is that?
Are you talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, because I am in a wedding.
Remember that got pushed?
And
no, I don't.
She's in her friend Casey's wedding. We had Casey on the air.
Oh, Casey has moved her wedding?
Yeah, so Casey's wedding was originally supposed to be the end of May. And then, obviously, COVID. Mm-hmm. So she pushed it back to August 15th.
She's going to push it again. It's worse now than it is May.
No, she's going for it. And
well,
Nicole
she would have been safer off getting married in May.
As of now, wedding is still on. Now,
she's stupid. Like, does she think that? No, but is she one of the ones I know she's not stupid intellectually, but is she one of those people that's now putting like individualism over collectivism? Those people, you know what I'm talking about?
I think her situation is different because she and her fiance live together. They're both, I don't think he's working right now. So they're both at home. They don't have any exposure to other people. Like her family doesn't live here. His family doesn't live here.
Well, they're just going to do a wedding just with them?
Well, no. I mean, like right now, like they were quarantined, but now that like they go out to dinner, they'll go out, sit outside and do stuff. But like for me, like I didn't do things this weekend because I want to see my mom next weekend.
Sure.
They don't have those
issues.
Right.
Gotcha.
But as of now, the wedding is still happening in August. She does, like, she has made it clear, like, hey, there could be another date, but as of right now, they're still aiming for August.
Well, you got another month for time to get better.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I mean, phase 3 is supposed to happen July 17th. That's a full month before this wedding.
Right.
So Amanda was like, you can't go.
Well, I think it's probably.
Or if you go, you got to quarantine.
Well, I think it's probably a wait and see. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought, but
yeah.
Amanda was like, what, Nicole? You're not going to the wedding, are
it
you?
Is
Nicole's
shocking
like, yeah.
At first. Like, if you say it's in August, you in your head, you go, that's a month away. But it could be more than a month, depending on where it lands in August. Could be more like 2 months.
It is. I mean, technically, it kind of is like 2 months from now.
And I get individual daily updates from WSOC TV, our news partner. And one will be like, reports are down. I swear to God, the next time is like record high. Then the next day it's like slightly down. Then the next time is hospitalizations are at a record high.
It goes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah. But if you watch the trend, it's all pointing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimately.
Yep.
I mean, I get so annoyed, though, with the people that are like, man, listen, I can do what I want. I mean, you can, but that's
But you have to stay home. They go,
that's rude.
They go, I want to do what I want. I want to go out. I want to shop. I want to go to bars. If you have a compromised immune system or you're old, stay home.
Right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but that's not taken into account. There's like an X factor. They're not taking it into account there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do take it into account. Sorry. Sorry. So let's talk about you and the proposal heard around the world. You changed the date. Originally, you were supposed to be engaged at this point and go to Cabo. Is that right?
I was supposed to be engaged and in Cabo, and then that did not happen.
But you were originally supposed to be engaged before COVID. Is that correct?
No. I was always planning on being engaged Thursday.
Okay.
I can't, but what originally was supposed to be a proposal in the room that him and I originally shared our first kiss in, and then all of our friends and family out in the patio for an engagement party shortly after. COVID-19 happened. The restaurant closed. Plans canceled. Things fell apart.
Did you already have the ring at that point?
Yep, had a ring.
Okay, so over the holidays, when somebody said they saw you and Sterling at Diamonds Direct, they were right. They texted us.
No.
Well, how is that not right?
Because I wasn't there over the holidays.
But the person texted us during the holidays.
Well, then he maybe saw me at a different time, but I wasn't there during the holidays.
Digging your heels on that one, huh?
We didn't look at rings until this year.
Okay, maybe it was January 3rd that we got the text.
So then when I found out the restaurant reopened, but Cabo was canceled, I then said, well, instead of course, can't do the engagement thing. I can't put a bunch of people in the same room. I said, so well, let's go ahead and rent out the restaurant, and then it would be just us. And that way it's the maximum social distanced world. It's just us. And then the server wore mask and gloves. And that's what we did.
How nervous were you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I wasn't nervous up until maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours before. Cause I guess in my head, I'm like, okay, I gotta get this done, 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 and then it's happening.
Right. And you flew his sister in, and you were in charge of that. You had to hide her.
Had to hide her. Where'd you hide her? Well, we had to take care of a few little errands, so she tagged along with the errands, and then I hid her in the bathroom of the restaurant.
Yeah, which is hilarious. If you didn't hear the story about what happened then, you got to go listen to the podcast, the show replay. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So you're nervous, but not really nervous because you're so busy. But did you do a shot or have a drink before you proposed?
We did, but for different reasons. So Sterling thought it was a radio function that we were going to go to. I told him that Barcelona, which is where we end up getting engaged, was having a new menu, and the chef was doing a whole new marketing campaign.
That's the lie you said?
And I said, so and we have to go. We just have to. Mandy's going to be there. Amanda's going to be there. It's going to be so much fun. Loren won't be there, but Nicole and Kylie, it's going to be a whole group thing.
Social distancing out the window.
Well, but no, I told him that it was just going to be us, though.
Oh, private.
I told him it was a private event, which made it even more important. I said, so it's safe. It's a private event. We'd look really bad if we didn't show up. It's only like going to be four or five of us. So before we left, he took a shot because he...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He gets, whenever me and you get together, evidently we're annoying and hard to handle. And we're a little much. And so he wanted to take a shot because he didn't want to deal with that.
So, how funny is that?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm needing the shot for other reasons. You know.
And he thought his sister was going to come along to that? Or no, he didn't know his sister was here at
that
point.
Didn't know his sister was in. So, and get this too. I also got, my sister mailed me a bandana for Kylie. My bandana for Callie that says my humans are getting married. So he goes into the car. I'm about to get in, and I go, wait, I forgot my wallet. So then I run back in. I go get Callie. I put the bandana on her real quick, put her back in her cage, and then I run out.
So that when you guys come home, she'll have it on already.
Callie having the...
Did he notice that?
Yeah.
Or did you have to point it out?
No, he noticed it pretty quick.
It's always funny when, like, you think you're going to go do something, and you're like, oh, this will be so awesome, and then you're like, you know... You go out of your way to make something happen, and then the people that you're doing it for don't even recognize it?
Well, at that point, we came home pretty drunk, so I forgot all about it. I was shocked.
Put the hose on the dog. Who put that bandana on the dog? Get that ridiculous thing. Oh,
what's I did it say that. Here?
My humans are engaged.
Oh, that's right. That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
Sterling, how'd you do that?
This stupid bandana.
Like, no, we came back, and then I'll tell you this moment, too. I didn't want to share this on the radio. Sterling and his
sister.
Ooh,
a rap party exclusive, everybody. This is why you listen to the rap party podcast.
We go back to the house, and we had some wine bottles, and we were still drinking, keeping the party going, and we started playing music. Well, for about 16 minutes straight, we played nothing but twerking music, and Sterling and his sister like have a twerk off for about 16 minutes straight. They woke up the next day so sore. They're like, "Oh my god, we're too old. We can't do that." Oh, it was good times.
Wait, hold on. Tell me again. Where was his sister while you were home getting ready?
She was in the bathroom of the restaurant. She was in the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
But wait, you had her. Mm-hmm. You picked her up at the airport. Mm-hmm. Ran errands.
Yeah, and then I said.
Then you took her to the restaurant. Then you went home and got Sterling.
Took her to the restaurant because I had to set up because we had a little memory board with like when we went to go see Cats, tickets to when we went to the Louvre, just with like all the different mementos, and I had to set that up. And then she had to get ready too. She wasn't. I mean, she flew in.
So where'd she do that?
She was in the bathroom
at the restaurant.
At the restaurant, she got ready, got her hair done, got all of her stuff done, makeup done.
They knew she was coming though.
Yeah, although the staff played it super smooth because I walked in and I'm like, "Hey, listen, I got the space for this evening." They didn't realize that I was coming in early to set up. And they're like, "No, there's no rental." They were trying to play along and not ruin the surprise.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm like, "Oh, no. The proposal's not happening yet. It's in 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job. Good dry run.
Yeah.
Do that again when we come back."
So, this is not the one I'm marrying.
Yeah, no. Good try. But they were like, you know, they try to play it cool.
Did you feel any different as an engaged man?
No, not at all. No, I feel the same. It's joyous, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it is fun planning your wedding. Mm. Like I said on the air, like you get to pick your music, you get to pick your guest list, you get to pick your alcohol, what you want, where you're going to honeymoon. Like all that is so fun.
Sterling, I thought he would hate that, but he's already spoken to some people about guests and we already looked at some venues. And so he's enjoying it.
Nice.
So and we're going to plan about a week, take off the show for about a week straight. And we're going to go to Charleston and look at venues and try to secure one.
But do you, what do you think within the next year?
Well, I doubt that because
our contract's
imagine,
up in 2023, so you might want to pay for it while you can.
Right, because we're for sure not getting renewed.
No, not at this rate.
No, I think next year's already booked up.
Okay.
So it'd have to be the year after. And I'd be surprised if Charleston's available as of right now for next year.
Are you going to do no children?
Yes, there will be
perfect.
No children.
Love that. And will Nicole get a plus one?
Nicole will for sure get a plus one if she's in a relationship, yeah.
What if she's not in a relationship?
Well, it depends on who her plus one is.
Let the shit stirring begin.
It's going to be.
That's not shit stirring. I feel like that's pretty common.
If you're not in a relationship, you would probably bring Casey.
Now, how about this?
Allie.
No, if I was talking to somebody. Like right now, I would bring Kylie. Mm-hmm. Like I'm bringing Kylie to Casey's wedding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you would get a plus one for that. Here's the thing: I'm just not gonna pay for like a friend. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna pay
like
an open bar
real
dinner for just someone to tag a friend along.
Really?
Yeah, but if you're with your significant other,
interesting.
That's different.
I feel like that's pretty common.
Yeah. How about this? I've been to weddings where Strong and I was together for years, and I still didn't get the invite because they only invited married or engaged couples.
Mm.
Yeah. So. My second wedding that I went to was our friend Mimi, and I had just started dating Lauren, like within a month of being official, and I had to like whip a nay-nay to get her in there because she was like, same thing. It was like, you're not just going to pay for someone.
At the end of the day, it's expensive.
No, that is true.
It's like $200 a person, right?
It can be. Yeah.
That is true. And you can always tag along with the four of us if you're I mean, Dallas, Lorraine, right. me, and Amanda.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Nicole. There's more trying to start something.
No, I'm not. I just know some people want to go there with a plus one. And some people, when you do the wedding, you have to think about it. You go, this person's going to be needy. Like, I had a friend at my wedding who was needy, and I definitely said, he wasn't dating anybody. I said, give him a plus one so that he could bring a friend and not bother us at the wedding.
I love that we have pretty much storylines ready to go for the next year of when I send out the invitations, analyzing the invitation, when we do the engagement party, analyzing what happened at the engagement party. We have so much analyzing to do for the next year.
Yep. Yep. Who's going to run the best of while we're all gone at the wedding weekend?
I don't know. Yep. We're going to have to figure that yep. out.
And does Cameron get invited? Like, how far out do you go?
Well, Strong and I has already discussed some
Quagmire?
Of that.
Quagmire?
No, he's not being invited to my wedding.
I invited my old boss in Memphis to the wedding, and I really liked him, and he didn't come.
Well,
I don't. You are his boyfriend.
No. I'm inviting my boss because they're not like at that level with me.
What do you guys call the person above Quagmire?
Walter.
Walter. I think I would invite Walter.
I can't. I don't know. We're not at that level. I had a really good relationship with my last GM and PD. Like, we'd go out to eat, we'd talk. I just went back to visit before COVID hit, and my GM hugged me, wanted to take me out to dinner. I don't get that here.
Yeah.
So, if we had a different, we have 2 years to get a friendship, though, so.
If I got married, I would, my whole, pretty much the whole G105 from Raleigh would be there.
Yeah.
I would invite all of them.
Yeah. There was a lot of history there.
Yep.
I have my program director for my old station didn't go, but the GM did go. He had a blast.
Yeah.
And
but I've already had I'm trying to figure out how to politically maneuver that though.
Well, you don't have to. You just keep it within the show.
Right.
It's simple.
The first wedding I went to was my PD's at the time. I was an intern and I got invited. And literally he had worked everywhere. So the whole and like Tyler, who's now at KRBE in Houston, like a whole bunch of radio people were in there. Denver, Salt Lake City, all these different places. And I used that shit as I was like going up to people. And this finally, this one guy was like,
"You used it as a networking event."
I did.
Like it was boot camp.
At one point I was like, Zach, like, who's that? And he's like, "I just got married, Nicole. Go get a drink."
All right. Well, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. So much more information to be revealed here on the show Monday through Friday. And you never know where we're going to go, but you got a lot of good nuggets there on the wrap party. We'll see everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.